be called Sloppy. With that, welcome in, friends, and good morning to each and every one of you listening in on this great channel.
In 1950, you also had your signature song, Peter Cottontail, released.
In January of 1950, my producer sent me a song called Peter Cottontail and Sloppy. And I said to my producer, what happened to my career in country music? He said, don't worry about country music, you're going to be fine. But next week, we're going to record Peter Cottontail, the first week of January in 1950. I recorded Peter Cottontail and Sloppy in New York City. When I recorded Peter Cottontail in January 1950, it sold a million copies. That took me to the Grand Ole Opry in Easter time, the day before Easter in 1950. I was on the Grand Ole Opry with Hank Williams Sr.
Yes. What is the story songs of Peter Cottontail, Sloppy, and all those meant to you over the years, Merv?
Well, my producer said to me, Merv, if you want to, we can do some more children's songs besides your country song, because your diction is very plain, and the children can hear and listen to what you're saying. If you want to do that, I said, well, sure. So I did Sloppy, Peter Cottontail, the rabbit with the two buck teeth, Sonny the bunny.
And Egbert the Easter egg.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that. They were all big songs.
They sure
Egbert the Easter egg.
Did you ever think these songs would last as long as they have?
No, but I'm glad, because, you know, my producer never let me forget. Marv, you're the guy that didn't record the song, and I said we're going to record it next week in New York. And he was so right, and I'm happy to this day. Everywhere I go to this day, I'll say, you don't remember my name, but you remember my song, Peter Cottontail. Great memories, Johnny.
Yes. If you would do one last thing for me, and let's sing Peter Cottontail.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. If he hopping, Easter's on its way, bringing every girl and boy a basket full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. There'll be jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue, an orchid for your mommy, and an Easter bonnet too. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hopping, happy Easter day! Happy Easter, Johnny, happy Easter.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way, bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Hoppity, happy Easter day. little bunny rabbits have very pretty ears that stand up at attention for anything it hears. But Floppy is a rabbit whose ears are very strange. The thing that makes them different is the way they are arranged. He has one ear up, one ear down. When he tries to hop, his naughty ear gets in his eyes and on his head he flops. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all. Now Floppy had a sweetheart when he was very young. She was a pretty bunny and they had lots of fun. But when his sweetie noticed his very funny ears, she kicked her heels and fluffed her tail and promptly disappeared. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all. But when it comes to Easter, the other bunnies beg to carry Floppy's basket and color Easter eggs. For though his ears are funny, it doesn't mean a thing. You see, it is his ears that made him Easter Bunny King. Poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all. Poor Floppy, Floppy didn't have a friend at all. Poor Floppy, saddest little bunny of them all.
Now, friends, I would like to once again welcome to our Way Back with Johnny show a very special guest of honor and our beloved mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky. With that shared, let's celebrate a collection of beloved yet all-time favorites that are, well, sometimes often forgotten in today's era. But it's going to be a collection of children's favorites. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic by Rosemary Clooney and a classic called Bunny on the Rainbow. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite, this time by cowboy pioneer and holiday singing legend Gene Autry, and another favorite called Funny Little Bunny with the Powder Puff Tail. Then we'll wrap up with a true essential Easter favorite as sung by the one and only singing ranger Hank Snow in his all-time version of a classic that very few ever knew he recorded, but it's going to be called Easter Parade. With that, I'll say thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. And I hope the Easter Bunny's good to you. Welcome in, friends.
There's a bunny on the rainbow, busy as he can be. He's painting Easter eggs for you, yellow, pink, and green, and blue. While he's working on the rainbow, singing tra-la-tra-lee, he fills his baskets to the top, fast as he can paint and hop. Then when sleepy time rolls around, he comes hurrying to the ground. All those Easter eggs he must hide around the town and the countryside. Then on Easter morning, Bunny plays peek-a-boo. He claps his hands each time you find all the eggs he left for you. Thank you. on the rainbow, busy as he can be. He's painting Easter eggs for you, yellow, pink, and green, and blue. While he's working on the rainbow, singing tra-la-tra-lee, he fills his baskets to the top, fast as he can paint and hop. Then when sleepy time rolls around, he comes hurrying to the ground. All the Easter eggs he must hide around the town and the countryside. Then on Easter morning, Bunny plays peek-a-boo. He claps his hands each time you find all the eggs he left for you.
The funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. There was a little bunny who lived down the lane in his home in an old log rail. With his little pink nose and his long white ears, the funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. He woke one morning and his mama said, "Now take this yellow pail of Easter eggs to the boys and girls, you funny little bunny with a powder puff tail." But on his way, a big bad wolf leaped from the side of the trail. He snapped at the bunny with his long white teeth, but all he got was the powder puff tail. Away he ran to the children's house as fast as he could sail. And the big bad wolf was fooled again by the funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. Now the funny little bunny lives safe and sound in his home in the holler rail. And he sits and he paints on his Easter eggs, the funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. The big bad wolf can't bother him, he's grown too old and frail. No longer can he harm our pal, the funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. So every Easter the bunny can go to the home of the girlies and boys. He takes them lots of Easter eggs to fill their hearts with Easter joys. Now the funny little bunnies all gather round to hear him tell the tale of the way he fooled the big bad wolf, the funny little bunny with a powder puff tail. The funny little bunny with a powder puff tail.
In your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographer will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road to grab your. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotograph. You're, oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
That's the man I'm looking for.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from Hee Haw, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on Wayback, Don't Change It.
If you see a man called Jesus, well, that's the man I'm looking for.
Well, yes, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to some great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With all that mentioned, let's pay tribute to the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song going out with Easter wishes for John and Kathy up there in Guelph today. And it's going to be an all-time favorite for them by Stompin' Tom called Okanagan Okey. We'll then follow with the legendary Hal Willis, also forever remembered as the Lumberjack of country music, for his all-time 1960s era classic called, of course, The Lumberjack. And then we'll wrap up with a song by the father of Canadian country music, Ralph Carter, and a classic going out to Peter and Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia on this Easter Sunday. It'll be apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley. With that, I would like to say and wish each and every one of you a very happy Easter morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the birds are singing springtime in the mountains, and my heart is singing apple blossom time, love is blooming in the Okanagan Valley, and little Okanagan Okey, you're all mine. I don't care if all the world might think I'm hokey, when I'm strolling in the moonlight on the trail with my sweet little Okanagan Okey. She is the fairest little blossom in this vale. Little blossom, forever true, Okanagan Okey, I love you. And of all the pretty flowers, I have loved you from the start, Okanagan Okey, blossom of my heart. The birds are singing springtime in the mountains, and my heart is singing apple blossom time. Love is blooming in the Okanagan Valley, and little Okanagan Okey, you're all mine. I don't care if all the world might think I'm hokey, when I'm strolling in the moonlight on the trail with my sweetheart Okanagan Okey. She's the fairest little blossom in this vale. Little blossom, forever true, Okanagan Okey, I love you. And of all the pretty flowers, I have loved you from the start, Okanagan Okey, blossom of my heart. Little Okey, you're the blossom of my heart.
Well, I walk along the river with my new sweet saw, with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm headed for the woods each morning at the break of day. As I take a little shortcut over the hill, I can hear the whistle blow at the old sawmill. It's the night gang a-leaving for the pump house across the bay. Well, I'm a-sitting on the tree stump eating Johnny Cake. I heard the whistle blow, I had to take a break. I'm a-balling up my tea in an old tin can, 'cause that is the life of a lumberjack man.
I'm gonna cut me a jackpine tall and limber. You better step aside when I haul her timber. My double bit axe is gonna make the big chips fly. Well, when the cut is clean, I'll set my wedge and I'll drive it into place with a 9-pound sledge. I've already picked the spot where the big trees are gonna lie. While I'm sitting on a tree stump eating Johnny Cake, I heard the whistle blow, I had to take a break. I'm boiling up my tea in an old tin can, 'cause that is the life of a lumberjack man. Well, the swamper's getting ready to take my load, skidding off my logs and pile them on the road. I'm a-waiting for the jammer to put them on the sleigh. Well, the boss man's a-coming to scale my lumber. I better make sure that he's got the right number before I let the logs go a-rolling on their way.
There's a valley leading down from the great Atlantic to the last word where all beauty can be found. Many years I've lived among its beauty splendor, and to all the world I wish this message known. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify, hey, hey, man. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise, there's a place that's dear to me in Annapolis Valley, I should know. It's our little dream house nestled among the hills. Silvery moonbeams dancing across the golden blossoms. It brings back those fondest memories to me. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise. Take her away, Slim. Hear that boy play that banjo. Hey, hey, man. Wish I could play like that. When the evening shadows fall in Annapolis Valley, sweet perfume from apple blossoms fill the air. There's no other place for me, for I'm so happy, you said it, where Mother Nature has the beauty to compare. Now the chorus. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise. I feel like yodeling. Odelay, ely, olay, oly, olay, olay, olay.
In the blue Canadian Rockies.
Hi, friends, this is Stu Phillips, and you're listening to Way Back with your host, Johnny Woodlaw.
And the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise.
Tempting are the bright lights that draw me out each night.
Hi, folks. I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
Ten little fingers reached out to rescue me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor and onto the program. That, of course, is our littlest member of our morning team, Gunny the Dachshund. As a welcome Gunny once again to this Easter Sunday morning, I would like to welcome her with a collection of favorites, all associated with the Easter Bunny and the legendary holiday that we celebrate as Easter. With that, first of all, let's remember a dear friend of mine, Merv Shiner, in his version of Egbert the Easter Egg. We'll then follow with Gene Autry once again in his all-time classic called Sonny the Bunny. We'll wrap up Gunny's top favorites this week with none other than Rosemary Clooney once again, her all-time Easter favorite called My Chocolate Rabbit. With that, I'll send these out to each and every one of this time of year who wish we were children again. And with that, welcome in, friends, and happy Easter.
Egbert, the Easter egg, painted like a circus clown. Big green ears and a purple nose and a yellow hat upon his crown. Egbert, the Easter egg, hidden under Daddy's chair, waited while all the boys and girls were looking for him everywhere. He thought they'd never find him, so he began to yell. With a pop, snap, crackle, bang, he yelled till he broke his little shell. But Egbert, the Easter egg, soon was just as good as new. He was found by the boys and girls, and of course they knew just what to do. They pasted him together and started to play. And Egbert, the Easter egg, had a happy Easter day. A circus clown, big green ears and a purple nose and a yellow hat upon his crown. Egbert, the Easter egg, hidden under Daddy's chair, waited while all the boys and girls were looking for him everywhere. He thought they'd never find him, so he began to yell. With a pop, snap, crackle, bang, he yelled till he broke his little shell. But Egbert, the Easter egg, soon was just as good as new. He was found by the boys and girls, and of course they knew just what to do. They pasted him together and started to play. And Egbert, the Easter egg, had a happy Easter, had a happy Easter, had a happy Easter day.
Sonny the Bunny is funny as can be, with his floppy ears and his button nose that he wiggles merrily. Sonny the Bunny loves to eat his carrots raw. When he munches, crunches, nibbles them, you can hardly see his jaw. If his mother says, "Now, Sonny dear, how about some carrot pie?" he wiggles his nose, hops on his toes, and shouts, "How lucky am I?" Sonny the Bunny eats 20 times a day. It's just a habit with a funny rabbit called Sonny the Bunny.
Thank you. the path, sniffing carrots with his nose, leaving footprints for leaf clovers. Oh, what a bunny, there he goes.
Sonny, the bunny, is funny as can be, with his floppy ears and his button nose that he wiggles merrily. Sonny, the bunny, loves to eat his carrots raw. When he munches, crunches, nibbles them, you can hardly see his jaw. If his mother says,
"Now, Sonny dear, how about some carrot pie?"
He wiggles his nose, hops on his toes, and shouts, "How lucky am I?" Sonny, the bunny, eats 20 times a day. It's just a habit with a funny rabbit called Sonny the Bunny.
I got a brand new Easter outfit, a coat and hat and all the rest. But there was one thing more from the candy store that I really loved the best. I got a chocolate rabbit for a special treat. A great big chocolate rabbit, sweet enough to eat. So I ate his ears on Sunday, his nose I finished Monday, and Tuesday I nibbled on his feet. I ate his tail on Wednesday, Thursday I kept on. By Friday he was going, Saturday he was gone. Oh, I loved my chocolate rabbit from the moment that he came. And if I get another one, I love him just the same. Rabbit, sweet enough to eat. So I ate his ears on Sunday, his nose I finished Monday, and Tuesday I nibbled on his feet. I ate his tail on Wednesday, Thursday I kept on. By Friday he was going, Saturday he was gone. Oh, I loved my chocolate rabbit from the moment that he came. And if I get another one, I love him just the same.
I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
Hi, this is Eddie Raven. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Now, friends, keeping with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny's Easter celebrations 2026, I would like to once again welcome a very special interview guest onto the Way Back with Johnny show. And this will be an interview from the years gone by that I got to do with the Pride of Carrot Creek, Alberta, native singer Harry Russ, pioneer of Canadian country music. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to this all-time interview with Harry that I got to do several years ago. Now, Harry also passed away last year, so we'll dedicate this in loving memory of him, and then we'll follow this with an all-time classic that was inspired by Easter called The Third Man on the Cross. With that, now here's my late great friend and Canadian country music pioneer, Mr. Harry Russ.
Well, John, it's a very greatest pleasure for me to communicate with you today and talk to you.
Yes, but it's a pleasure to be talking to you, and let's start by saying Happy Easter to you and your wife, Gladys.
Yeah, Happy Easter to all of your listeners, and may they have a joyous today and Easter as well.
So would you tell us about growing up on the trap line out in British Columbia?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it occurred to today's conditions and so on. It was different because, John, out there, especially in the wintertime, the snow would be about 3 or 4 feet deep, and on the old scale to take the measurements of temperatures, it used to be in Fahrenheit, so most of the time it would be around 50, 60 below for days, and I tell people now that there were days it was so cold, and I remember it was around the time I was about 5 years old. I used to wonder, there must be some other better way, you know?
Exactly.
And never knowing that today I could get into a warm vehicle, just turn up the temperature gauge, and be comfortable as well as in the house. We have a thermostat turn up. Yeah. But in those days, we camped a lot outside in a tent.
Oh, yes.
As we traveled, yeah.
And at age 6, you developed TB, and soon were put in the capsule hospital. Would you tell us about that?
Well, TB, tuberculosis, was very rampant among my people, and actually, this contagious disease was wiping out most of my type of people, and it wasn't until the Americans came to Canada in 1942 to build the Alaska Highway that anybody took care about these diseases. I recall in Fort Nelson, where I lived near there, they built a hospital 3 miles from town, and the American doctors, bless their hearts, they kept treating us people, and that's how they finally started to stamp it out.
I see, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, you were part of the Charles Campson Hospital. What were your memories of that hospital? I have heard horrifying things about it.
Well, okay, leading up to that, John, my dad, or first of all, I had one brother, he died of TB when I was 3, and then my dad took his life when I was 6 and a half, and then my mother eventually died in 1953. The Campbell Hospital, it is the most wonderful healing place I ever knew of.
Okay.
Still of this day. We were treated wonderfully there by the doctors and staff, and in fact, the old hospital site has been purchased by a developer, and I had a meeting with him, and I'm trying to talk him into putting up some kind of a monument and dedication to the people that worked there, as well as some of the patients. So far, the guy's name is Mr. Dubb, and he's going to maybe perhaps put in a little garden with a monument, and I'll be coming over with the wording on the monument.
Great.
But the hospital was marvelous. I was there for 4 years, from 1949 to 1953. I was age 11 to 15 when I came out, and every day was just a tremendous place to be in when you're sick. And all the nurses and doctors and staff are just, in fact, every morning I heard positive words such as, "Good morning, it's time to rise and shine," you know.
Oh, yes.
And if any of us were feeling a little low, you know, like despondent or something like that, I remember the nurses would put their arms around you and say, don't fret. We're here to help you get well, and you're going to get well.
Okay.
That's what I heard for 4 years while I was there.
I see, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you first got your introduction into country music through Hank Snow, who visited the Charles Campbell Hospital in 1952.
Yeah, that's right. He hit the big time with his song Moving On in 1950, and he really became very, very famous. And he happened to come to do, I remember the exact date, he come to do a show in Edmonton on the 13th of June, 1952, and somehow the nurses got a hold of him, and he came and visited us in the hospital, and there were 600 patients in the hospital, so it was impossible for him to visit every room, so they wheeled us out in the hallways in the wheelchairs and so on. And amongst the youngsters I was with, it was amazing to me that I was the only one that he came over and talked to.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
Yeah, yes. And it just put a spark in me too. Well, as he walked away from me after he kind of touched me under the chin, as he walked away, I said to myself, I'm going to follow him.
And he also had a big part in bringing you to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, he invited me there and he arranged for me to get on that stage.
Yes, I see. What was that like for a Canadian to be on the Grand Ole Opry back in those days?
Well, Johnny, I'll never forget the moment. I couldn't believe it to begin with, but I had to retain my composure. So
exactly.
As I sung the first song of a hit at that time in Canada, I had written a song called The Rose of Mexico.
Yes.
Many things flashed through my mind is, and then furthermore, when I finished the song, I couldn't believe that
you had done it.
Thousands of people stood up and cheered. And it was really, John. They called it the Opry as a family.
That's right.
Family Opry, and I was treated like one.
Is that right?
They treated me like one of the family. Yeah.
I see. Yes. And then going on into your career a little more, you had two books written about your life.
Yeah. I wrote one, and then it's two or three other ones.
Yes. And one was made into a movie. Would you share with us about that?
Yeah, that was based on the first book I wrote called Beyond the Bend of the River. It tells my life story, and it was made into a television movie. It's called Beyond the Bend of the River, and incidentally, we have copies if anybody's interested, and we also, I'd like to mention that we filmed quite a lot of it at Hank Snow's home,
yes.
Nashville.
I see, yes. Now, after much success in traditional country music, you dedicated your life to the Lord.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What led you to the Lord?
Well, a variety of things, actually. And looking back, John, somehow it was a miracle that my parents believed in Jesus as living Son of God, and that stuck with me. And so in 1975, as I went through kind of a rough period there, and that's what brought me to my knees to the Lord. Yeah, at a Bible camp, and I've never looked back since.
And what advice can you give to those wanting to have a relationship?
Well, it's quite simple, and it doesn't cost anything, it doesn't hurt. And John, I'm thrilled that you would ask me a question like that, because today, as we speak on March the 28th, 2022, the world definitely needs Jesus.
That's for sure, it does.
And the way to do it, friends out there, is just calmly close your eyes and say these words. Jesus, I have tried everything on my own. It doesn't work. Now, and I invite you to come into my heart. I give you my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me my sins and save me and fill me with your Spirit. And Lord Jesus, I want to serve you to the point where I should never have to tell anybody that I'm a Christian, a follower of you. They should know it by my actions, my talk, and whatever I stand for. Amen.
And, of course, this is going to be aired on Easter Sunday. What words of faith or Christian wisdom can you share with us on this holy holiday?
Christmas is when Jesus was born. So
yeah.
At Easter time, friends, that's the day that Jesus arose. They thought they killed him, but he rose from the grave. And incidentally, John, I've been to the Holy Land a couple of times. I did Bible studies there, and I visited the grave, the former grave where they had buried him, and so on. But the thing that I remember mostly about that occasion, John, is today's all the chaos and turmoils of today. People often ask, how do you forgive? How do you overlook somebody that's been mean to me? Blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And what I do, friends, is I focus in on where Jesus said on the cross, as he was dying, he said to Father God, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And those words stick with me just almost on a daily basis.
Yes.
And that's the key to reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned a while ago, ask Jesus to help you forgive.
Yes.
And just to forgive. And that's the key. That's the reconciliation. That's the healing part. My friends out there, forgive. Then you'll get healing with that. And you cannot buy healing, friends. All the money in the world that you can get, it's forgiveness through Jesus Christ, that's the healing part. That's the only answer to that, friends. That's from my heart. By the way, John, excuse me, and I thank you again for giving me this privilege to speak with you and our friends in Radio Land, television, whatever. It's a real blessing for me.
Well, it's been a blessing for us to talk to you as well, Harry, on this Easter Sunday, yeah. And what would you say makes Canadian country music so different than that of, say, Nashville, Tennessee?
I think one of the things that makes it a little bit different is because when people sing about the land, especially about the north, about the Klondike days, you know, days mm-hmm. of the gold rush, and Wolf Carter made a song very popular about the capture of Albert Johnson. I don't know how many people know about Albert Johnson. He was a trapper, and he kind of went wild and shot a couple of Mounties, and they finally caught up to him in 1932 on the Peel River up in the Yukon. And there's another song that a friend of mine wrote called Irina Cheyenne. It's about a girl that survived battles of the days out of the Yukon and north to Alaska. Johnny Horton made that popular.
I think
that made the, when you put it all together, the country music of yesterday, which Jamie Rogers started in 1930 or so, I think it's popular because it was really popular. I'm sorry to see it decline. It tells about the real life, you know, like
real stories
about love and struggles and yeah.
Well, with that day, I want to wish you a happy Easter and many blessings upon you and Gladys, and I hope to have you on the show again soon.
Thank you, John. I thank you for this honor of talking to you, and I just want to leave the listeners with this little prayer that may the Lord Jesus bless you all with great health, peace, and happiness in your lives, and keep you safely in the palm of his hand. And when you go to bed to rest at night, friends, may Jesus, the living Son of God, fill you with the sweetest of dreams. Happy Easter.
Jesus tells us all in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Last night I dreamed I took a walk on Calvary's lonely hill. The things I saw with my own eyes could not have been. I saw upon three crosses three men in agony, two cried out for mercy, and a third man, he looked at me. All the hurt in this man's eyes just broke my heart in two. It seemed that I could hear him say, I'm doing this for you. I knelt beneath the third man's cross and slowly bowed my head in prayer. I reached out to touch his feet. My hands were stained with red. And when I heard him cry out in pain, I raised my eyes to see blood spilled from the third man's side, and some of it spilled on me. This third man wore a crown of thorns, and spikes nailed him to the cross. And I heard him cry out again, my God, hast thou forsaken me? And there among the mighty crowd of those who mocked and shouted at him, yeah, if you're the Son of God, then why not? Save yourself. The third man died. Suddenly I heard the thunder roll and lightning pierced the sky. The third man was still hanging there as I began to cry. I saw the boulders fall and I heard the breaking of the ground and I awoke from this dream. I touched my cheek, and I found my eyes were wet where I had cried. This dream I wish I knew. I still can hear the third man cry. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you.
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we play us into the third and final hour of today's program, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of sacred gospel favorites, all associated with the Easter holiday. With that, first, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic by the Stanley Brothers called From the Manger to the Cross. We'll then follow with the legendary genre of country music, Stonewall Jackson, and his all-time classic called Tree for the Cross, and we'll wrap up this morning with another all-time favorite, this time to send us into the third and final hour, and it'll be Carl Smith with the Carter family, including his first wife, June Carter, and a classic called The Blood That Stained the Old Rugged Cross. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. We'll be back on the other side of the third and final hour.
Stories in the Bible, it's a message sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told. Found upon the pages of the Master's Book of Truth, every word so precious to my soul.
From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken, still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
Treasures did he own, he sought no wealth or fame. Weary was the path he had to trod. Here he suffered many things, for this world knew him not. He died upon the cross, the Son of God.
From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken, still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
The tree for the cross was standing tall and strong on a lonely hillside, and the leaves began to tremble at his presence when Jesus walked by. Then he turned and he looked on its beauty. There were no trees so tall and so strong. And there, all among the
the tree's branches. The birds sing a beautiful song. Then he stopped and he prayed beneath the shadow of the tree, because he loved you and me. The hand that formed and fashioned the tree would be nailed to the same to save you and me. Then one day an army of soldiers made him carry the tree away, transplanted it there on Calvary, and his love light still shines there today. Yes, he knelt and he prayed beneath the shadow of the tree, because he loved you and me. Yes, the hands that formed and fashioned the tree would be nailed to the same to save you and me. They were nailed to the same to save you and me.
Our blessed Savior died, gave his life to save the world from lost. In his pain and agony, for every sin to hide, shed the blood that stained the old rugged cross.
Was his blood, his precious blood, stained the old rugged cross? Was his love that paid the awful cost? Oh, soul so far astray, come and plunge today in the blood that stained the old rugged cross. They nailed his precious hand, and in death he fully paid the cost. There is pardon in his love for everyone that stands, for the blood that stained the old rugged cross. Was his blood, was his love that paid the awful cost? Oh, soul so far astray, come and plunge today in the blood that stained the old rugged cross.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.